Yep. On the line, we've got Thelma Plum, who's talking about her music, and she's going to be playing the Spiegel Tent in a matter of weeks for the Brisbane Festival. It's going to be a really good show. And Thelma, I just want to ask about growing up in Dilangra, where you, your family is located. How varied was your music exposure via family, friends?
Very varied. Mm-hmm. Lots of country music, lots of country western music. My grandparents lived there, and they're avid music lovers, and my granddad would also play guitar, and he would sing with me and play the harmonica, and I think, you know, he exposed me to lots of music that kind of shaped, I think, who I am as a musician now, especially as a songwriter. Lots of Slim Dusty and Hank Williams and Casey Chambers, just like heaps of, I guess, songwriters and lots of like guitar and so I guess that was probably mainly the music that I was exposed to. But I guess at the same time, I still was listening to my So Fresh CDs with, you know, Britney Spears and these strong, powerful, you know, female pop stars.
If it weren't for the radio, the internet, I guess, and you just have the radio, you would have, obviously, you said your grandfather had guitars, you probably have records and so on and all that. If it weren't for the internet and you had the radio, would you still find what you're looking for musically, that is?
Back then?
Well, if the internet wasn't around, let's just say... No such thing as the internet.
No, not really. I was like, no, we definitely didn't have the internet. I don't know. My granddad used to listen to his wireless every single morning at like 4 a.m. really loudly. So that's kind of how I'd wake up. So I can't really imagine a world without the radio, to be honest, growing up.
And was it country he was listening on that radio, do you think?
Sorry?
Was it country music he was listening on that radio when you woke
up
at 4 a.m.?
Yeah, country music and a lot of... a lot of country music, a lot of, like what I said before, yeah, a lot of that sort of stuff.
And what would be your, dream collaboration? Who would you, right now, and who would be the person you would love to team up and put a song together with?
You know, there is somebody that I kind of always wanted to check off my list. And then I ended up checking them off my list. So I have a song with that I co-wrote with them on my new album. And that was with Paul Kelly. So that was really exciting for me. That was probably, I ticked that off my list.
Wow. That's a huge W-O-W there with the exclamation marks.
Yeah.
And how did Paul Kelly approach you, or you approached him?
He was just had been quite aware that I'd, you know, really that I'm a huge fan, and that I've been really keen to work with him for quite some time. So we just, I think his management kind of hooked it up with my management, and then I went over to his home, in Melbourne, and we wrote this amazing song that I'm really proud of. So that was probably my biggest. It was good to tick that off the list.
And we look forward to hearing that. And who would be your overseas box-ticking moment then, if you've been approached or you will be approaching? Is there something coming up, someone overseas that...
Someone overseas that I'd love to work with?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go with Paul McCartney.
Well, he's coming over here, so there's no hassles in going back to Brisbane or Sydney and approaching him.
Yep, that is very true.
That would be interesting. Yep. I'd love to see that happening. Let's. If you do that, you'll come back to us and you give us the story if that does happen or doesn't happen. We'd love to hear from you again, Thelma Plum.
I will definitely fill you in on that story closer to the album.
Yeah, I would love to be there too. If you do, just give me a call and I'll come and witness and interview both of you. Thelma Plum, who will be playing the Spiegel Tent, you can grab your tickets, brisbanefestival.com.au. You better get onto it because they will sell out in a matter of leading up to the 29th of September. And Thelma Plum, you'll be releasing some new stuff soon too, I believe.
I will be, yes.
Okay, looking forward to it. And thank you for joining me on Friday Neon. All the best with your music career, and I really hope it goes on forever for you.
Oh my gosh, thank you. Me too.
Lot of work there.
Thank you,
Thelma. I'm going to play How Much Does Your Love Cost on Friday Neon for Triple Z's 20.